So for Christmas also, we invite all of you.
Shivaya and myself, we both are kind of Christmas lovers. Not the commercial side. I always loved, you know, the Christmas dancing, all the candles, the light.
She's very good at it, Jaya.
It was because for me, I mean, in childhood, it was a time when, because my parents were always working and like that. And at Christmas, it would be at my grandma's house, and suddenly everybody was home, and it was kind of still, and everybody was together, and it was very peaceful. And then, you know, the food, the dancing around the tree, what we do in Sweden. Yes, there were the Christmas presents, but when I was small, it was much less than what you do today, you know, in the West. No. So somehow I love that, and I see with Shivaya also. She does usually the music thing, the singing, you know, and I am with the dancing. And then we have these cutting stars and handicrafts. And we started to do it, and it was not, you know, we wanted to do it simply because we love to do it. And then people came, and then the next year, so many people came. And
no, it's like the fifth or the sixth year, no?
Yeah, you know, Shivaya has been doing before, but since I was back, I think this is something like that. But and we have, what was surprising to us is that we have all these local people who come, and we have all these Indian youth who come. I used to wonder, who are they, where do they come from? Because suddenly there are all these youth coming in, and you know, it's not a religious thing we are doing. Yes, these songs are, but it's the same thing like if we go to Diwali. It's not for the religious traditions in that sense, but somehow it's the beauty which is embodied in them. No,
actually, Christmas is, as far as I remember, it's something like Diwali, celebration of light.
It is
family,
yes,
togetherness.
So we have Christmas. One Christmas that is 25th, and it seems 6th January is the Christmas.
Orthodox Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes. And there will be Ukrainian evening. So there are friends, okay. Just remember all these dates and be present here.
You have to see in the news.
Yes.
So let us repeat for those who are interesting. It's going to be on 25th.
25th we have it.
It's a Monday.
Yes, it's a Monday.
On Christmas Day itself.
Christmas Day is a Monday.
Yeah. But it's a holiday, no?
Yes.
Yeah. For many people.
Monday afternoon, starting probably around
2:30, because children are coming to do stars.
Yeah, we've started the star cutting.
Yes, and we'll be sticking on the window panes.
Yes.
And then there will be probably some cakes, some sweets.
Oh, the food is part of it. And because it is Christmas, there has to be generosity. this is very, very important. It has to be plenty, and it has to be nice. So we cook this Swedish Christmas.
Yeah, it's a huge, that Jaya takes that responsibility to do it. It's a big, huge
cake.
It's like a milk rice pudding.
Like a pudding. Oh.
But you see, we cook it the very old fashioned style, which means that on the stove, we boil up the rice with the water. We boil the milk separately. We put it in, and then we put the spices and whatever we want to put in. And then I pack it up with big blankets on a wooden board and big blankets around, and then pile it with cushions. And then it basically stands and matures over the whole day. It cooks itself like that. It's like the straw boxes that they used to make in the old days. No, we just recreate that. So we just boil it up and prepare, and then it just stands and
very interesting.
Over 5-6 hours, it actually become very, very soft.
Solid.
And nice.
Soft?
Soft, yes, very soft, the rice. And then we do a fruit sauce that goes with it, because the porridge is not sweet like the Indian one. So there's a sweet fruit sauce that goes with it.
It goes with the rice.
And we make vegan sandwiches and vegetarian sandwiches. And then we have this choco drink and some Christmas pie.
I believe also people do bring their own cakes, no?
Yes, we invite people to bring cookies and cakes.
Yes.
And then we get, because you see, a lot of the food things, we do get donations from that. So that is very nice. But then, of course, we have all the other materials, and the candles and the lights and the decorations and the papers for cutting. That we do from Unity Pavilion. So people are welcome to help us out with that also, with donations.
So,
but it's nice.
I believe that like 100, 200 people definitely do come and
celebrate. No. 500 to 700 will definitely come. It's through
a big,
the day.
Big, yeah,
yes,
you
it's a big
come
thing.
And see.
And it can be even more, because this was what we were looking at last year. So we know there will be more, so we are cooking for more people this year. And I bought papers now, so I have the gold papers in different colors, what we use now. And I bought, 1,500 papers now.
Wow.
And we have also left from before, and then we cut them up and prepare the materials. And we know that they will be used now. And we get from some other friends who give, they have some surplus and like
it's that. Not only the main hall, the garden, and the backside.
And then we get the lights, the Orissan lights goes up, which looks so beautiful. So when it gets dark,
it's like the tree, the whole front tree becomes like a Christmas lighting.
I don't know that lighting thing, because in India, I have a feeling that every day is Christmas when you go at night somewhere, because there are always lights, no?
Yes,
so how to differentiate between
Christmas
lights and Christmas lights?
It's like you love it with the lamps.
Yeah,
no?
You please come with your children.
And then we have that Christmas village that Fif and Hamish donated.
Yeah,
we put that up in here. It is snow, the children love to look at that.
Oh, I mean the crib?
No, the crib is what Rajan does. That is the crib which we do with all these little miniatures. And we do have, the Holy Child, no? The rebirth, what it stands for, transformation, what to call it. But we have three of them.
Three.
We have one which is the classical one. And then we have one which is a little gnome. And then we have one which is a Smurf. So we feel like we go beyond. We go in different kind of, how do you call it? Layers of being even, no?
Mm-hmm.
So it is not, we don't, and it doesn't have Joseph and Mary and this whole thing. It's full of just angels and animals, basically.
Mm.
It's just peace on earth, no?
And Devasmita, you also mentioned it's going to be another Christmas, which is Orthodox Christmas, celebrated by
it's a Ukrainian
Eastern
evening.
Countries
they
and
chose
Ethiopia
this.
And them.
Yes, and they call it Evening of Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as you know, I just had a meeting with a few of them. It was already joyous. They started singing, just somebody started, and it goes like that. It seems the few women go singing, and they have a bread, special bread with salt that they distribute. And they're preparing it for the six, so
it will
be
very
beautiful.
Very lovely. And you know, with our Russian Pavilion group, now this is Ukrainian, but it's all these people.
They're helping each other.
This we know. From the years working with international,
always bring a good food,
you can always rely on them to do something wonderful.
Yes,
and very generous and wonderful.
The strength is
we
in unity, you know.
Absolutely,
the strength is in unity.
Yes, yes.
So there, we are going to have concert on that day. Then
on the 6th of January,
we will learn a little bit. It will like a tongue twister, learning Ukrainian language, and there is a small film also to see beautiful. So that we just journey. Staying in Auroville, we are also visiting some other places and finishing with a beautiful dinner, Ukrainian dinner, and where they are working already, planning out with many items, very delicious, and they are already, some people are already having water in their mouth just picking up those.
Yeah, because you know what is coming, no?
Yeah, book for the 6th.
So
it needs to be booked. What about the Christmas day, 25th, we need to book?
No. Christmas, we don't. That is why we actually, we make a lot of food. And usually it all gets more or less eaten now. So far we have not been standing with real leftovers.
Yeah.
And we do vegan porridge also. Not just with the milk, we do one with coconut milk. So we have a vegan
for those who are
food
not
for those who are, you know. And with this year we might even do some of the spelt breads, if we can get together that, so we have to cover everybody, and it is nice. And right now we are focusing on Christmas and this talk on Antarctica. This
don't
you have
forget.
To say something about. 21st
of December.
That is on Friday.
No, Thursday. Thursday at 5:00. Please come, many, because it is a geologist who lived 2 decades in Antarctica. Mm. And he had also gone to Arctic, and who will be showing the slideshow. It's amazing. It's so beautiful. You just look at and wonder, this is the world. And these animals exist so far off. That's why we have called remote Antarctica, how it affects us. Because as you know, snow is melting and things are changing. Those countries or cities which are near the sea, they might be disappeared. So if you have questions, he's a very humble person. He will be there, and after the slideshow, and during which he will be also commenting mm-hmm. his slideshow, he will be available to everybody for any questions that they want to know about what's happening there, because there are many scientists going from different countries, so also India. So that's how he had headed all this. You know that they go for 6 months, and then afterwards there is a shift of scientists.
Night and day.
So, and he lived for 2 decades there. So he has such a beautiful experience, and the person Arun, he doesn't even say his surname. He's so humble. He said, doesn't matter. But so he will be present here with us. Mm. So you can ask any number of questions. He is really open to all mm-hmm. the questions that you want to know about what's happening and how they are studying the climatic change in Antarctica.
Yeah.
So that will be on Thursday at what time?
At 5:00.
At Unity Pavilion.
Yes.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you, Miriam, for coming. That was very sweet.
Yes.